Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is Wednesday, August 1st. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. Thank you for joining us on today's Capital City Recap. Auto sales numbers for July are in, with Japanese automakers seeing soaring sales and GM and Ford seeing a slight drop. We'll get a better understanding of why with a leading auto industry analyst. And it's time to throw out high school mathematics requirements because they don't apply to real-world needs, and they're causing too many students to fail out of the education system. I'll be joined by the professor who's behind this very novel idea. But first, the Blue Care Network of Michigan leading the way for a record-setting year for the state's HMOs, raking in over $300 million in profits in 2011. That's up almost 40% from a year ago for state HMOs. So what's behind this startling jump, and what do nonprofit HMOs like Blue Care Network do with their profits? To find out, I'm joined by Don Hazard. He is the director of the Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. It's a coalition of healthcare and other advocacy organizations. Don, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me.
So there were more than 2.7 million people enrolled in HMOs in Michigan last year, up more than 1% from 2010. Does that largely explain this major jump in profits last year?
Well, it's an interesting subject, Michael. Our organization has been struggling with this issue for some time now. What are insurance industry profits going to look like as we implement healthcare reform? As Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, we're the consumer voice on healthcare issues. And we've been struggling with that for a while. If you recall, last year, the state of Michigan had asked the federal government for a waiver allowing the insurance companies, essentially the insurance lobby, to keep rebates that would otherwise go to consumers for overcharges. And the reason the state was doing that on behalf of the insurance lobby was they were saying that it would destabilize the insurance industry in Michigan if they didn't allow the insurance company to keep those rebate checks that were supposed to go to consumers. And we fought that argument. We said that there was really no proof that neither the state nor the insurance industry that could provide to defend that argument. And this report that just came out really puts the final nail in the coffin to that argument. What the Alan Baumgartner report said is that Michigan HMOs are experiencing the highest profits ever. Net income's over $300 million for the first time. The Michigan HMOs are making money along all lines of
business. I mean, is it clear why, though? Is it just more and more people enrolling, or is it that premiums are going up significantly, and that's why the money's coming in at such a rate?
Well, unfortunately, the report didn't delve into that level of detail. We can make assumptions. For example, everyone on Medicaid in Michigan has to enroll in a Medicaid HMO. Therefore, the insurance industry here in Michigan, the HMO industry, has sort of a captive audience as far as Medicaid eligibles. And as we're looking at Medicaid expansion, you're looking at a huge number, up to 500,000 people who are going to be entering the Medicaid system in Michigan, and of course will be added to the rolls for Medicaid HMOs. Mm-hmm. So that's only going to drive their profitability up even higher. So that's one of the points we've been making, taking on these issues. As I said, the state was attempting to take those rebates away from consumers. There's legislation in Congress to do the same thing, take those rebates away from consumers and give it back to the industry.
What about premiums, though? I mean, as a consumer advocacy organization, are premiums too high? The Blue Cross Network spokesperson said that premiums went up an average 10.9% in 2010, up 8.7% in 2011, but they have dropped an average of 6.7% in the first quarter of this year. How much of an issue are premiums and their increase?
Well, that's one of the issues we need to take a look at, because even though a lot of these are nonprofits and they can't necessarily hold on to this money as profits, they can sit on the money in various accounts, rainy day accounts. And we need to take a close look at that and ask ourselves, well, if these HMOs, some of them are for-profit, some are not-for-profit, but if these HMOs are sitting on so much cash, at what point do they start putting some of that cash into driving down premium costs for consumers? At one point, is enough as far as a rainy day fund? So that's one of the issues we need to look at.
I'm talking to Don Hazard, director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. So Don, is it clear exactly, is there full visibility to what an organization like Blue Care Network does with its, over $163 million of profits that it made this last year?
I think it's as clear as mud, but I think the future is hopeful in that the new law, the Affordable Care Act law, will require insurers to get special permission to make significant rate increases, and that provides an opportunity for consumers, both the individual consumer and for consumer advocacy organizations like ourselves, to get involved during that comment phase and really delve into their numbers. In the past, that really wasn't the case. They could pretty much raise rates as much as they'd like, and you really couldn't do much about it.
Is the Blue Care Network, it is the state's largest HMO, over half a million members there. Would you say that the service and the coverage that they provide is adequate?
Well, as a matter of premium, it is, certainly. The law does not allow insurance companies anymore to keep more than 20 cents on the premium dollar for individual policies and small group policies, or 15 cents on the dollar for large group policies. And Blue Cross is coming under that ratio. So strictly speaking, as far as your premium dollar, you are getting good value for your dollar with Blue Cross Blue Shield. But, of course, they're also, as I said, they're sitting on an awful lot of money. And at some point, we need to start asking some questions about, well, at what point can we slow some of these rate increases further by insisting Blue Cross dip into some of those funds.
Now, when you say sitting on this money, is the money invested somehow? I mean, what is happening? Because this is just for a single year. They made over $200 million last year, Michigan's HMOs did. So year over year, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. What happens with this money? Is it just accumulating into the billions even?
Oh, yeah, certainly. They're required to put these funds into what are called reserves that they use as sort of a cushion against future claims or insolvency. So the trick then is to ensure that reserves are not excessive and then an appropriate amount of these funds is used to lower costs or improve provider payments or increase coverage for beneficiaries, for example.
And in terms of where the profits are being made precisely, is it simply that the services are costing about the same and they're able to bring in more money from the additional members and the higher premiums?
Yes, I think that probably is part of it. And as I said, they also have a built-in clientele there with the Medicaid and with the potential expansion of Medicaid, and you do see Blue Cross has recently purchased another HMO, a Medicaid HMO, so clearly they're positioning themselves for the future, and that's fine. You know, they're a business, and they have to look out for their own interests. So it's something that we have to keep a close look at. As I said, the Baumgartner report didn't delve into that much information as far as what are driving these profits, so we're very curious about it as well. And we're hoping that these comment periods will provide the consumer community an opportunity to delve into the bookkeeping of these insurance companies in a way that we've never had that opportunity before.
Now, the Federal Affordable Care Act requires insurers to spend 80 to 85% of their premiums on medical care and quality improvements instead of administrative costs. Anything over that amount must be refunded back to consumers. In Michigan, that's expected to be almost $14 million going back to consumers and businesses. And refunds actually are said to be paid by today. Has that money been paid out?
Yeah. It's the responsibility of the Office of Financial Insurance Regulation here in Michigan to make sure that takes place. And they've broken it out by individual and small group market. And we know pretty much precisely how much each insurance company is going to have to pay out in the way of rebates. And it comes out to about $14 million. And those checks probably have already arrived or are literally in the mail for consumers in Michigan.
And the prospect then for these HMOs with the Federal Affordable Care Act when it takes full effect, I mean, their profits are going to skyrocket, are they not?
Well, yes, they are. And, you know, that's one of the things we've been saying all along. Some have been making the argument that the Affordable Care Act would destabilize the insurance market in Michigan and force insurance companies to abandon Michigan or go out of business. But the Baumgartner report essentially reinforces what we've been saying all along, which there is no evidence to support that. A business is going very well for the insurance industry in Michigan, and the Baumgartner report says that, in fact, growth across all lines of business looks very good in Michigan. HMOs, Medicaid HMOs, Medicare HMOs, group HMOs, it doesn't matter. It looks good across the line.
Now, the jump, though, for a single year of 40% in profit for state HMOs. That is a huge jump. Is that an anomaly for this past year, or have we been seeing these kinds of jumps annually?
That is an unusual jump. And as I said, the report doesn't provide us a lot of details to explain that. So I would just be sitting here speculating. Mm-hmm. But that's something we're taking a look at. Our analysts are taking a look at what information is available to shine some light on that. And the Baumgartner report is very helpful in helping us spot some of these issues. I know in Minnesota there's been some calls for investigations of some of the HMOs in their state for too much in the way of profit-taking, too much capturing of taxpayer dollars. I don't know that we're at that point here in Michigan. I'm not saying that we are. It's just something we need to take a close look at. It is a concerning increase in a single year.
But you're not ready to say that this big jump in profits necessarily means that consumers are being taken advantage of in some way.
I think it's too soon to say that. I think it's very helpful that we have the Affordable Care Act that prevents insurance companies from holding on to more than 20 cents on the dollar, 20%. So I think that is helpful to consumers. It's very helpful to consumers that all future rate increases will have to go through a process that will allow consumers an opportunity to comment. But at this point, unfortunately, we don't have enough detail to make any accusations or anything like that.
You're saying Affordable Care Act will make these insurers unable to hold more than 20 cents on the dollar. Do we know how much they're holding on to at this point on that ratio?
Well, unfortunately, there was one last year that was holding about 55 cents on the dollar.
So that means that essentially at that point they're going to have to let go of that money in either rebates or some other way?
Yeah, this year, in fact. That's the rebates.
$14 million
in rebates. That's these commercial insurers that are finally having to let go of all that profit-taking.
And we're going to start seeing this annually then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess that is good news then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe so.
Don Hazard, Director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. Don, thank you very much for joining us on WYOS.
Anytime.
We'll be right back now to talk about these new auto sales numbers. Japanese automakers blowing up here in Michigan. Two of the big three not doing nearly as well. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WYOS.